It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
The nearby New York December Fed headed for a mid-63-cent close on Friday. There was really no excitement in the market. There was no market was pretty void of volatility. No increase in open interest. The market was just laying low and not doing a whole lot. And I think we're going to see some more of that. The mills are simply remaining on the sideline. They're buying hand-to-mouth as they need to. And they're fully content with doing this. Now, we see Chinese mills actually do continue to scramble to find some high-quality cotton. Their crop that they have this year is not meeting expectations for the quality that they need. Plus, there's not any cotton in their reserve program that meets the quality that they need. So that's just the situation that they're having to face. New Mexico guy, that many of you know, my quote for the day or comment for the day is, where is Jerry Calvania when you need him? And I've checked on him and understand he's getting fat on pecans out in Carlsbad, and I suppose he must be because he's not sharing any. But Jerry, as I recall, was really one of the very few people who could just basically read my report and say, OA, that's good. OA, you're on top of it. OA, you're really struggling. And I counted on him to give me advice when I was struggling with the market, and I feel like I'm struggling a bit right now. Now, certainly, I would have to say that I'm not the least bit bearish. I think the market low is in, but at the same time, I'm not bullish. But I feel a whole lot more positive about the market being to the upside than I do the lower side. I still think we have more than a nickel coming into this market, but it's going to be very slow to come. The year-long 61, 69-cent trading range is very dominant. It's still in place. It's going to stay in place, I think, at least through mid-month, through the beginning and probably the end of March until we can get March futures totally expired. The Northern Hemisphere crop is not yet quite half harvested, but the crop is getting smaller and smaller around the globe, and we just have to know India, China, and the U.S. there. The second crop in Brazil is already way behind, and it's so far behind without serious divine intervention, it's going to stay behind and be well reduced. The Australian crop is having difficulties. Now, that crop can catch up to its potential. It's just going in the ground good, but it still has some problems as it gets started. And here we are in November, trick or treat, so to speak, here at Halloween. It's past time for the seasonal low, and we've had it whatever it turns out to be. It's time to move higher, but it's going to take several trips to the dental office to pull a few teeth and a couple of 20 mule teams to pull this market up higher. It's going to stay in this trading range. It's going to slop around 63 to 64 to 65 cents, an awful lot. It's going to take some force to pull it above 66 cents. We'll have that opportunity, but it's going to be, as I say, out into probably March before we see that. Quality remains the key to U.S. growers, and the price is going to follow quality with respect to the moisture, the rains that we're seeing. Our quality concerns are growing because our quality is shrinking. It's tough to say, but that it's not going to meet the 31.36, 31.336. It's going to have a tough sledding. Some of the 31.335s will be fine. But the strict low milling engine 16th, and certainly anything below that, is strictly going to be at a world market price. It's going to face depression prices.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.